The concern about is that stem rust is historically the most important disease of wheat, and that's why it got a lot of attention some 50 years ago, where breeders successfully developed stem rust resistant varieties. We didn't have a stem rust epidemic for nearly 50 years, from 1953 until the late 90s, when a new stem rust race was identified in Uganda, and it turned out that this new stem rust race was virulent on more than 90% of all currently commercially grown cultivars. And since stem rust was historically the most important disease, it occurred in many, many wheat growing areas. We knew that if this stem rust race would fly out of East Africa, of Uganda and Kenya, that it could cause major epidemics in the major wheat producing countries of the world. And that is equally important for the United States, Canada, Australia, in the developed world. And in the developing world, it was in particular the regions in South Asia, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, and Turkey. So the major grain baskets of the world grew susceptible varieties, and that's why we were so extremely concerned.
Were you surprised to see these mutations after efforts were made to make wheat resistant to stem rust?
It really didn't come as a surprise, but for 45 years, we had very, very little problems. And so in most countries, breeding for stem rust resistance was de-emphasized. And when UG99 occurred, there were less than 10 stem rust specialists still working and active around the world. It was basically complacency, but not so much on the scientist side. They were aware it could happen, but it was really an issue of funding. It's all a question of investments. It didn't come as a surprise to scientists, but that's reality. So there are now very good monitoring systems in place to make sure that if there is an outbreak somewhere, that we can react very fast.
What action do you need to take right now to stop the spread?
We have a breeding program where breeding programs from around the world can send their material for evaluation to Kenya, annually about 40 to 45,000 potential new wheat varieties are sent to Kenya, and then the scientists go to Kenya and evaluate the material and identify the lines which are resistant, which they then can go multiply in their home country. So this is one effort. Another one is that major efforts are underway to identify new sources of resistance, new resistant genes, which then can be bred into new lines. At present, breeding for stem rust resistance is a top priority for many, many breeding programs around the world.
Is there any direct threat to people?
The disease is not harmful for people, but there could be a major disaster if there would be a stem rust epidemic, for example, in the Punjab of Pakistan and India. That's the breadbasket of Asia, excluding China. If a rust epidemic would break out there, that could cause havoc, because then there could be a real famine, the consequence of it.